The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, PFN live on Radio Row, leading into Super Bowl 58. I am joined here today by Alexander Madison. Alex, thanks so much for taking some time, man.
Of course.
Awesome.
Pleasure's all mine.
Yeah, this is crazy, right? This is just a wild, wild environment, and it just continues to get more and more packed in here. So I want to talk through some Viking stuff, right? I want to talk through some things here with Kirk Cousins in particular. Now, I saw Kirk walking around here earlier today, too. I don't know if you even knew that he was here.
No, I didn't.
He's walking around.
I had to check in with him.
So it seems as though there's this national kind of dialogue or conversation surrounding Kirk Cousins that he's overrated, that people just do not give him the amount of appreciation that he deserves. What are your thoughts when you hear something like that?
I think that's spot on. I've said it for years. I don't know why there's Kirk Cousins hate out there. I was so glad to see when they did the series. I didn't know that they were doing it. Of course, we can't know, but it was pretty crazy just to see like when that came out. And it's like, whoa, hold on, this whole time he was with the feds. But I was so glad for people to be able to see the person that he is. And then when I got so much feedback from like friends, family, like I love Kirk Cousins.
Right.
I'm like, all right, now you guys see why I've been defending him so much over the years. It's like, I don't know where it comes from, but you can't do anything but love the guy. The way that he plays the game, the way that he leads, the way that he operates as a man, as a husband, as a father. He's a true inspiration and a true role model in every sense of the word.
How many times a day do you think he hears the phrase, "you like that"? Like, how many times a day do you think he hears that?
I think anybody that runs into him and like has a question for him probably mentions that.
Right.
And there's a time where he embraces it and he loves it and he gets a kick out of it.
Yep.
After a win, after we do something crazy, he'll bring it up and he'll put it in his little speech at the end of the game.
There you go. Love seeing that. Do you think Kirk Cousins is back in Minnesota this next season? There's a lot of conversations right now surrounding that.
I pray.
Yeah.
I pray he is. I know it's hard, the business of things.
Yep.
You have an amazing one-of-a-kind talent in the wide receiver room. The best in the league at that. So it's definitely one of those things. It's like, how do you keep the pieces together when the pieces are so expensive and are so valuable as well?
Yep.
So I'm just praying that everything works out how it's supposed to. And, I love Kirk and wouldn't want to rock out with anyone else.
Right.
But I understand how things may turn out.
Yep.
I'm just praying that they turn out for the best for us.
Right. Hey, you speak about the business side of things. You got to sit and learn behind Dalvin Cook for the first several years of your career. What was that like to sit behind him and kind of pick his brain and walk through things alongside him?
Man, I'm forever grateful. That's my brother.
Yeah.
That's my brother, man. I was FaceTiming him not too long ago. I can't explain enough how much he's meant to my journey and how devastated it was.
Yeah.
Devastating it was for us to have to part ways. Just because you don't get that. You don't get that bond, that running back room that we had for the length that we had. One of a kind. And when we were able to be apart from each other, we were able to relate and talk about it and how special it really was. But him taking me under his wing and showing me the ropes, he taught me how to really go back to being that six-year-old kid that fell in love with the game and walk into the building every day with that in mind and with that in your heart. And it just takes care of everything else.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm forever grateful to everything that he's taught me, and the relationship that we have is amazing.
That's awesome. You've been very vocal about raising awareness for mental health. What has been the biggest thing that you've learned throughout that journey?
For me, it's been one of those things I've learned that if I were to say anything to anyone, it's that you're not alone.
Yeah.
There's through my mental health journey, there was a time where I was deep in the darkness and I felt like there was no light.
Yeah.
But there is. And I think a lot of people, they don't know how to find the light. They need help to find the light, whatever the case may be. And so that's why, for me, it was a point of emphasis for me to spread that awareness and be an advocate with my brand and with my foundation that, there is a light within you. You just have to find it.
One of the greatest things that I think is an athlete or someone who has a platform being able to take that and turn it and be able to bring light and awareness to things that need to be talked about. So I appreciate you doing that. We're here, PFN Radio Row, all week long. You're here today. What do you got going on in Radio Row? And why are you here for?
Yeah, I'm here. definitely it's a blessing to be here, for one, just to be around so many amazing people like yourself, yeah. and all these amazing players and former players. But yeah, to spread the message, you know, I'm partnering with Leo Vici, an amazing brand that's helped me to be in a position where I can spread the message of I'm gifted, and just let everyone know that you're born with a gift, and you just have to find it, embrace it, and use it to shed light in this world. And through everything that we do, we want to make sure that we emphasize positive mental health practices and spread love and positivity in this world. And so I'm just blessed to have the platform to do so, and just continue to try and do what I can to impact and change lives.
That's absolutely amazing. That is Alexander Madison here on PFN Live for Radio Row, leading into Super Bowl 58. Alex, thanks so much for taking some time.
Of course. Appreciate it.